seized those sheaves, chavins, osim, that I say, but by Shabbos there's an extra loch of Lechis Machsheves. Lechis Machsheves does not imply a din of kavona. It implies a din of yudia. Like he saw every nachat v'shecheke, he came off, and then he stood up, and he threw the heaven down the dames, or, so he's potter of the chatos, because Lechis Machsheves also failed. The Torah only asked to look at with his nasus being the Yosef. The nasus being the Yosef. So, but here, since in the course of the series of all the poems and all the sweepings, he knows that the goodies will be straightened out. So, maybe it's nasus being the Yosef. Hashem can call it the Shimon. That it's in him. That it's a big of Kabone. So as long as there is no situation in each sweeping and each pouring, but only in the course of the series, so melee is not considered in his having, because in order to be considered in God, because what's the Pshat in Sikresh? Pshat in Sikresh is, if one is mishaving to do Maisa number one, and as a result of Maisa number one, Maisa number two will be done. So then we say that the kavone to Maisa number one is nisyaches, is attributed to Maisa number two. To Maisa number two. But mele, but that's only shayach if it's done through one Maisa, but not if it's done through many Maisa. Okay.
I mean, like, one Maisa has two outcomes, and you're
discarding
from one
to
the other.
That's right.
But here, each Maisa has no consequence.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we have to, the Gemara here says that Payam and Bayes, that the reason is why we are allowed to raise here, to produce a Leveye, and we're not even at level similar, so because Chazoke in the Machete do Erei. Chazoke in the Machete do Erei. And the Reye is a Chete. Why is the Reye a Chete? Because he's a Gazlan. Why is he a Gazlan? Because the Reye allows his own behemoths to graze in the fields of others. So why is he a Gazlan? So he's a Mazik. A Mazik. It's true that the Reye is only Gazlan in the Rabban. Of course, the Reye is only in the Rabban. But in Mazik, even in Mazik, the Yadayim Hodva Mazik will not be postulated in the laboratory. So, why is the Reye postulated? The Gazlan. What kind of Gazlan is he? Does he Gazlan? He doesn't Gazlan anything. He just allows his behemoths to graze in the fields of others. So he's a Mazik. He's a Mazik postulated in the laboratory. Mazik certainly postulated in the laboratory. What?
He is
either a miskimome. He allows, he doesn't watch his share.
Isn't that the definition that when I'm Mazik, your property is my tenant, and I'm Gazlan?
So?
When I Mazik it into my pocket, it is.
No. Gazlan is when there is a Mazik sale. Mazik, there is no Mazik sale.
It is a Mazik, pushes
the ledges. He doesn't push them. He just doesn't watch them. He lets them go, and he's happy over the fact that his fame is crazy and he feels about it. So why is it possible he isn't there? So this may be every Muslim is able on the season. There is such a situation. The Rabbeinu in Pirush, in his Pirush and others, Mishnah Aleph, he explains, Haimandi Moreno Kameh, the Kayin Mila Dobes and the Kayin Mila Dimizichi. So he says, why is it so important to the Kayin Mila Dimizichi? All the Skimome and Skiodom are Nichwa in the lab of this season. Now, with this.
Right, it would be if somebody was Mazi at one. He's not a Mazi,
but what kind of a Rai is it? That Mazik involves in itself. You have to, there is no Mazik. It doesn't belong to anybody. So, Namonefshah, eat every magic is either on the sixth or so. So every magic should be high magic. You ask why is it the Gaslam high magic? So by Gaslam it's a Lama Nita question. But magic is not Lama Nita question. So it should be high magic. Oh, that's right. So the Tarot says it's Lama Nita question. Because the Ika Lama of the sixth has reference to Gezel Mitalkul, and even Gezel Karke, in the Chastinuch has the Kashi. The Rambam Shitti is that if somebody is Gezel Karke, so he's able to fix it. So the Chastinuch has, but Karke in Gzeles, and if he's able to fix it, so by Gezel Karke, so he should be Chayiv Malkus. Should be Chayiv Malkus. The answer is no, he's not Chayiv Malkus, because the Ikalam of the Sixel has reference to Xerus Karko, there is a basic theory, not when he just ejects the owner from his property. So, but it's Nichol, so Mele, it's a Lafshe B'chol. All right, so when do we say that the Reyes, why do we say that the Reyes is Postal Reyes, Mitzat Gazlan and Rabonon, only when he does it very Jews, like Reyes? But if somebody that Hakoye Naome is Mazi, even if he's Mazi, you're dying the Kafone. So he doesn't have the din of a Gazlan with the Rabban. Now, there's another question in regard to the Nida. What is the main Nikude in the Nida? The fact that you deceive the Iver. But suppose you don't deceive the Iver. Suppose an Iver is walking and you put his thumb in the block. And the Iver knows that there is a stumbling block for him. But he pushes him under heaven so that the Iver should fall. Is he evil with the Iver or is not evil with the Iver? So the Yad Ramah in Bor Basra says that he's evil with the Iver. And the Yad Ramah says, in regard to the Gemara, in Bor Basra, in Chazokir in Zokir. Why? Because in Chazokir in Yisurin. What kind of Elisa does it involve when you're mazik somebody, even not mazik your time, even hezek moment, and even a hezek that is not a hezek in the momentness, but only a nuisance, like reacha and so on. So the Yad Ramah says, the one who causes a nuisance in his property, so that it causes damage or discomfort, he doesn't let him sleep, let's say he has a shop, he keeps on banging, he's a smith. So all the time, so he's able to be there. So according to the Yad Ramah, the main Nikud in the Nivea is the fact that it's done against his will. The Rambam is mashma that when somebody does something against the will of the person, his mazik is mome and he's not in the Nida. Because the Rambam says, in Ilchas Nisken mome, the Rambam says in Pirkei, Yuchas Niskim Omen Halach Halef Behemo Shal Yisoveye Uponso Yichnisom Bishon Yisovikoni Apo Pisha Dayim Yiziko Masu Yivaleo Shal Yishbom Im Loi Shoma Behem Tebel Imono Mirin Yish Rishus Yivalasoda Yishokto Shri Tavshiro Behema Libalo Behema Libalo Behu Michups Boso Shalachem מפני שעושה להזיק או לשלם מה שהזיק, אפילו מיכרים הנזק עושה. So the Rambam calls it Kronodin Zoki. What kind of Kronodin Zoki? Usually Kronodin Zoki is a friend's daughter on Mazik. But on the Kronodin, like Shasa Kronodin Zoki, Hadere, Hadere. But here it's Niskimomi. So it's also called Kronodin Zoki. Why is Niskimomi called Kronodin Zoki? So the Chaim says, because the Yisach of Gromadin Zokin is increasing in the Pasik of Loish Merano. But the Loish Merano is by Zokin, so implies two halachas. One, a momentic halacha, in other words, that he is responsible. And in regard to the momentic halacha that he is responsible, so we have all kinds of quarreling. When is he responsible, when is he not responsible? So let's say, by Eish, Tom Beish, he's not chayim, but, let's say, killing the Beya, so he's not chayim. But then it also implies an Amaisa Avera of not watching. Amaisa Avera of not watching. And that the basis of the Rambam Shite, the Pishia Bibayim is chayim, because Mazik, because Pishia is higher than Tamazik. But the question is, Pishia is higher than Tamazik, but he couldn't be, he's Sheval Taize, so he couldn't be more higher than Gomorrah Zokin. The answer is, if somebody is not a Shemeya, then he's not, he doesn't have the Yisar of Loish Merano. Mashenkin, if he was the Kabul Shmure, so he has the Yisar of Loish Merano. So Mele is considered like a Mazik, so Mele by Shomrin, he is Chayit. So, but we see from the Rambam, that the Rambam is Chirik on the other hand. The Rambam says, Mipishe Oso Lodom Lahazik Ulishalim Mashizik, Apulidim Anezik Oseah, and he doesn't say he's able to either. So apparently, according to the Rambam, he basically could it. In Hebrew, it nirshel is not the fact that you do it against the will of the nirshel, but the fact that you deceive the nirshel. But if you do it against his will and you don't deceive him, then you're not there, and with neither we see the nirshel. Okay.
Festivals before discussion of Baba Basra on nuisance.
Very good.
On the nuisance, where is that about Baba
Basra? That's in Riachta. That's in Riachta. That's in Riachta. I think that is Achme. And next week we'll start with more of Baba Basra.